Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we do is enwrapped in worship. You say why? Because we're conscious of Him with whom we deal. You can't be conscious of God and not worship. If you're a creature, you cannot be conscious of His presence and not worship. It's not possible. Whether you are dancing or singing or jumping or laughing or angry, you can't be conscious and not bow. It's amazing that the atmosphere of worship is where you really discern Him more than anything and discern what He's saying. And when He Himself said that they that worship Him are worshiping Him in the Spirit and in truth, that means that if you truly are worshiping, you are in the Spirit. If truly you are worshiping, then that means that you will see God and see the devil. When I say see, I mean you will discern. You will know. In worship, you are sanctified. From grace to grace. In worship, you are separated. In worship, deliverance. Come on. Demons flee. True worship, demons don't stay. True worship, chains are shattered. True worship, doors are flung open. Every imprisonment destroyed. Every sickness healed. True worship. We are talking of His presence. Hallelujah. Genesis 26. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. Familiar passage. In Gerar. Then the Lord appeared unto him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Covenant children, that's why we miss it. He appeared to him and said, he was running, he was involved, he must take care of the situation. There was famine, there was sustenance to maintain, there were provisions to be made. I am responsible. You are the one that said in your word that it's worse for that man than it is for an infidel who cannot provide for his home. And now there is famine, and now there is nothing yielding. And so he moved. Come on, church, somebody with me. He moved. The responsible man that he was, he moved. How? He didn't just move anyhow. He moved like he has seen somebody move before. So, he was knowledgeable. He was careful at what he did. He was diligent. And these are all the principles that we teach you. Come on, you must be this. You must have a plan. You must be skillful. You must have knowledge. He had them. He saw how his father made it, so he had them. And so he began to move like his father moved. So he was mentored. Come on, somebody talk to me. But all these would have failed during this famine. He did every right thing. So please get skilled. Come on, become diligent. We encourage you in the name of Jesus. Hello, become responsible. Glory be to God in the highest. But while he was moving, God appeared to him. And God said, so in the midst of everything, he heard. Ladies and gentlemen, I am confident of this covenant in the name of Jesus. Believe in me, I am. If it's a covenant with God, the Creator, then the glory must go to the resurrection and the life. That's the one we have to deal with. He appeared to him, he spoke to him. And what did he say? Don't go. His mentor would have mentored him to go. That was where he made it. He got to Egypt and ran into trouble, and when he would leave Egypt, he was a rich man. Check your Bible. So what I'm saying is this: leave room for God. And what did he say to him? Do not go down to Egypt, live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in the land, in this land, which land I shall tell you. And I will be with you, hallelujah, and bless you. But you see, when it comes to our dealings with God, or God's dealing with us, he's always looking for the right place for you. He's always rather preparing the right place for you. He's always getting into a right position. That is everything that has got to do with my relationship with God. Blocking you and putting you where you'll be fruitful. Whether Old or New Testament. Where you will fulfill the mandate for your creation. That's all. Whether you're looking at it from the Old or the New Testament. Always locating you appropriately. If it's not plucking the branch from a wild tree to put it on the vine, come on, do you know what I'm talking about? It will be, I am the vine, you are the branches. It will be, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place, I will return and take you to myself. Come on, it's always locating your property to fulfill the reason for which you are created. That's it. Hey, I'm taking you away from me, I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. Any way you look at it. Oh, you brought us through the fire and through the water. Come on, you caused men to ride over our heads only to bring us to a place where? To a land. Come on. That's always describing that if God is involved, you will fulfill the mandate for which you are created in the name of Jesus. That's just it. Well, how do you explain? You were without God in this world. You are hopeless. No covenant. But now, through the blood, you have been brought there. You are now part of my body. Woo-hoo! What I say? Any way you look at it, it's locating you for appropriate productivity. Kingdom productivity. Kingdom establishment. Kingdom fruitfulness. Anyhow. He brought you from the kingdom of darkness and what? To the kingdom of his dear son. And so you see it playing out here. I will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give this land. I will perform the oath covenant which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply. Somebody erase that mentality of fear and destitution. If it's covenant, it's multiplication. Believe me, it is. The problem is that you think he's calling you to come and multiply yourself. No, he expects you to do what he expects you to do. But he gives the increase. Paul can plant, Apollo can water. God will still have to give the increase. It's a covenant thing. I will make your descendants multiply as the stars. I sat there and thoughts were going through my mind. He said, what do you see going forward? Before I could talk, while she was ministering, before I could talk, he said, multiplication. He said, that's covenant mindedness. Okay. That's covenant mindedness. He was talking multiplication when the man was running. When there was nothing, everything was dry. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Influence. Why? Because Abraham. Because what? Excuse me. Quick. Obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, the statutes, and my law. So Isaac did what? Obeyed. He stayed in Gerar. Come on, church. And the man of that place asked about his wife. And you know the drama. Now it came to pass when he had been there a long time. My brother out last yesterday to let him know, because there's a way we preach it, that he remained there and he planted, and then everything happened. He was there a long time. He was consistent in doing what God said to do. Period. Even when it did look like he was yielding. After I had been there a long time, that was when Abimelech now caught him and his wife romancing. Because he knew that no man will romance a woman in that age except you're married, the way Amana he saw them. And of course he knew what followed. He called him and said, you wanted to cause trouble. Why did you say it's your sister? You won't do that to your sister. And the question then became, how did he see him? Because he was lusting after her. Because the king was lusting after her. The king was thinking of whether to take her in as a wife. Or at worst, a concubine. She was very pretty. And I guess she must have been peeping through the window. He was the only one that had the right or the privilege to see people's compounds. So it wasn't because Rebecca and Isaac wanted the internet to see them kissing. No, it wasn't. They were doing it at the recess of their compound where nobody would have seen them. But because this man had the privilege of being on the high mountain there where his house was, and he could look out like this, just like David saw Bathsheba. And when he saw, he said, wow, this must be his wife. And then, of course, Charger Road, you don't touch them, otherwise you are put to death. Can I say this quickly? And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Anyone that will disturb you on your way of fulfilling the destiny of God in your life, I mean it, and deliberately they must stop you because you are going along the line for which you are created, they will die. I say it again in the name of Jesus. As long as you are doing what God has called you to do, you are where he has called you to be, and they won't stop you. They will be stopped with his grace. Because you are dealing with covenant matter here. It says, I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curses you. Or them that curse you rather. Now it came to pass that for a long time that Abimelech, the king of Philistines, looked through his window and saw, and Abimelech said, what is this? Verse 10, verse 11. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. 12. Then Isaac sowed in the land. My question is this. Oh, he didn't sow before then. Do you think so? Of course he must have been sowing. If God asked me to stay, I do what I normally would do. I'm trained. I'm mentored. I'm diligent. This is all I had to do. God said I shouldn't go. Okay, fine. So, or maybe he was struggling and he wasn't sowing heartily. I don't know. But he must have been sowing. But that time, he sowed. And that year, maybe theologians will tell us that because he was still harboring a lie, so God got it off his chest. So nothing could disturb his blessings anymore. Maybe. Because it was after that was cleared. Maybe. I'm only dealing with the covenant here. Because sometimes the covenant you wonder. Remember Abraham and Hagar and Sarah. God was moving, Abraham was moving, and Abraham was moving. And then Hagar said, go into my... And then for 13 years, God said, okay, fine. You listen to your voice. Let that voice lead you on. For 13 years. I'm talking. Somebody else is talking. Okay, follow. And you chose to follow that. Bye-bye. Took 13 years before God came back on the scene. That's why the minimum age between Isaac and Ishmael, 14 years. Maybe... I don't know. But he sowed in the land, and in the same year, come on, 100 what? Help me. In the same year, 100-fold, and God did what? And they began to be what? Come on, talk to me. And they continue to be until it became very. If it is God, until you come to a place of very, in the name of Jesus, it does not matter whether it's famine. God's process continues. Can I say it again? If it is God, until you come to a place of very. That's the way I believe him. He became very prosperous. Or rather, he became very great. Hallelujah. For he had possessions of flocks, verse 14, and possessions of herds, and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Whew. If he's a covenant, people will envy you. I mean it. They will envy you. Kill yourself, issue. What did you do to the devil? They must kill you. It's because you are getting bigger. Amen. You are getting better.
Amen.
They are getting better in the things you are created for. Amen. And his own mission is to kill, to steal, to disturb. You didn't do anything. What did Job do wrong? If anything, he was blameless. But that's the devil's ministry. When God blesses you and you are covenant conscious, your blessing can never be truncated. I declare and I decree, every truncation in your life, let it be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. I come against every stagnation in the name of Jesus, because it's not in line with the covenant that we have. I say every stagnation, every truncation, every plateauing in your life, I come through the blood of the everlasting covenant. In the name of Jesus, I shatter and destroy every wall. I pull it down in the name of Jesus. Every chain, I say, be broken in the name of Jesus. That's why all they needed to do was to just spread and sing praises. The first thing that was attacked were the chains and the doors. The pastor, there is famine. That's a lie of the devil. We are not denying the fact that there is famine, but I'm becoming a child of God. He's with me. So they became envious. So what happened? The king came down and said, please, you know what? You are getting too big. Ooh, shalaba. Can I say this now? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, without any fear, during this time, God will so move you. In the name of Jesus, that those who used to contend with you will become scared of you. In the name of Jesus. What gives you the confidence, young man? I'm no more younger, but with God I'm a baby. Yeah, here the confidence is this: the blood of Jesus that has brought me into covenant with God, my maker. I am confident of that blood. Every witchcraft, every hold of the devil, every manipulation of occultism against your life, I come against them through the blood of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus, I point down, I destroy. Sit down. No barrier of any kind in the name of Jesus. Where they have dug grace for you, where they have determined the days of your death, believe you may hear me, because of the blood of Jesus and the covenant which you're on in this house, if they don't repent, they will be buried there. They have to go back to their meeting and quickly say, adjust it, because we reverse it now. I say in the name of Jesus, we reverse it now. I reverse it now. Over your children, over your wife, over your husband, over your household, over your life. In the name of Jesus, I reverse it. So he said, go away from us. Why? Because he was envious. Guess what? He left him. He moved away. But the Bible said, he didn't go out of the land of Gerar. What? God appeared to him when he was running. He says, remain in this land. So when he got to the valley of Gera, he remained in the valley of Gera. He was still in the land of Gera. It's about location, ladies and gentlemen. Galatians chapter 4 tells me, he said, just like Isaac was a seed of promise, I am. Can you see what I'm talking about? I am. Whew, I feel the fire in my bones. Let me hug you. I feel the fire in my bones. I am. It was based on a promise. Come on, verse 4 of 26. Based on the promise he gave to Abraham. He's a covenant thing. I have a promise. And the Bible says that promise said, when he was talking of seed, said, not of too many seeds, but as a seed. And when that came down, he said, if you are of Christ, then you are the seed of Abraham. It's a seed. Yesterday was good in church, because what he has done is that he located us so that the same life flows in us and we can do what he does. Come on, John chapter 14. Is somebody hearing me? So just like he was productive, he was fruitful, he was faithful in his assignment. I mean, I am. And in the name of Jesus, nothing can stop me, can stop you. In the name of Jesus, I told them, I said, out of my eyes, he's seen. You know what? He's inside of me. He flows. You know what he said to Isaac? This same Isaac. Everything he touched. You can come to him. He said, why do you leave me out? He said, I will bless the works of your hand. So when they brought him into the house of Potiphar, Potiphar says, Kilo Shugulumi. Ori of eh. Anu. In other words, what has hit me? I can see grace. I can see love. I can see peace. I can see blessing. What? A covenant child of God just stepped in. Let me tell you what the Lord said yesterday. He said, tell them, you'll be the delight of employers. Business partners will pursue you everywhere. Hey! He said, why? I'm conscious of who I am. When I enter anywhere, the grace of God, you can't change the favor of God. You cannot. Who are you? You think your blood can reverse the blood of Jesus? Oh, she mistake. You see why we have to preach Christian consciousness. No, when they give your child something to eat, who are you? Something to eat. Oti babe pe eje to nfuto veni yato. The same life that is in Christ is what is found in him and her, in me. If I turn upon the same life, you are a branch on the vine. Covenant child of God got into the valley. The Bible said he dug again. Why? Because they had stopped all the wells. So why again? Because this man was not lazy. That's why you cannot fold your arms and say, I'm a covenant child of God, let this happen. He will bless the works of your hand. Yes, look at the covenant promises. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 8, verse 11 is there. My hand is burning now. Somebody just got it. Somebody just got it in the name of Jesus. I'm a covenant child of God. So he started digging well. So he dug again. Then they came to contest. He said, this is strife. He said, leave it for them. They are the lazy ones. We know how to dig. He said, dig another one. Then they found water again. They came for anyone that had no water, they never fought him. That's why I knew he had been digging. Can you see consistency? He dug again. Water. He said, this is enmity. Envy, strife, enmity. The devil is a thief. He said, you know what? Leave it. Then they dug again. Guess what? They found water. Where are they? They can't come again. It was all junior. When they saw hundreds of thousands, they started fighting you. Don't struggle with them. So they say, borrow me, and you give to them, and they say, oh, there. Leave them. Just continue your way. The truth is that they will always be coming to beg. Then they will know that you are not there. And let me have it. Come on, let's see. Continue your life. See, let me tell you this. You just see people, you don't know what they believe. It's not every Christian that sits around believes it exactly the same way. So when he looks, he didn't see them again. You know what he said? He said, I named this one Rehoboth. Why? He said, because now. How about say now? What does that tell you? That means that there have been contention, there have been struggle all along. Not because God didn't promise. Come on. Not because I was lazy. Not because I didn't believe. Not because I wasn't obeying. I was obeying. I'm a child of promise. I've become a child of God. And I know God never fails. And I've been doing what I needed to do. But now, come on, say now. Now. He has made room. And what will happen? Settled. When you realize your place in Christ Jesus, on a daily basis, you say, now. On a daily basis, you say, I will prosper in the land. I will be fruitful. So whether it's heaven that is considering fruit or the earth, I will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Why? I know who I am. I know my position. Now! I'm not denying strife and envy and all the attempts of the devil. Of a paramone. Pastor, did you see the exchange rate? Pastor, did you hear the economy? Pastor, did you hear what is happening to IMF? Pastor, no! The Lord will make way. No. The Lord what? Has made room for Taiwo. And I will be fruitful in the land. Now please follow me. He was conscious in from God's angle, because the covenant of Abraham that don't get. From God's angle, you are only benefit from God from Abraham's covenant. From his angle, I am obeying everything you say. And he's saying, these are the promises that come with that covenant. This is what will happen. So there's a covenant, there are promises. And I am, by the grace of God, doing my best to obey and be diligent. Come on, is somebody hearing me? But that doesn't stop the devil from still trying. But I know what God has said. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Until suddenly, they can't catch up. Hear me. The wickedness of the devil, the striving of man, can never catch up with your blessings. In the name of Jesus. No, they cannot. They cannot. Believe me, they cannot. And so we got to a place where he says, now. Then he can need to dig as well. And why did they ask him to move in the first place? Your influence is getting too much. That was why envy came in the first place. Now, far away, this man's influence, the man said, Kai, if this man decides to fight us, we are in trouble. There is something about him. But what he didn't know is that there was someone about him. The covenant of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a covenant child of God. I am. If you are, say it. If you are born again, say it clearly. Say it again.
I am a covenant child of God.
The king went with his commander and his friend, his covenant friend. They said, you know what? Can we enter into a covenant with you? And that will be what? Peace treaty. Defense pact. So that you won't fight me again. So I can guarantee my safety. Because the rate at which you are getting great is unstoppable. What I tell people is that when they begin to envy you, before God brings you there, he would have prepared you so you can handle human envy. If you cannot handle it, it will become a distraction. Because it was looking unto Jesus that he got to where you are in the first place. So now they are and they are holding meetings. Their boats are flying all over the place. They are gathering up, flying in front of the church in the night. Pastor, I see you. Why haven't you achieved? Or they are serving you meat, special meat in the night. So I can eat. I say, even you, you war. I see you. I recognize you. The truth is that it may be 1 in 1,000. In time of Jesus, it's 1 in 12. So it just says that don't let them distract you. Pray for their deliverance. Looking on to Jesus. That's where you got to where you are. Don't change. If you can't handle envy, you will leave Jesus and go fight them. That's what they want to achieve in the first place. But keep on looking unto Jesus. They say, you soon come down. Ah, not when I'm looking at Jesus. I can never come down. Rather, I will keep on seeing myself seated with him in the heavenly places. But if you leave that to fight them, you've come to their level. You're already down. Or you allow that to make you sad, so you are becoming depressed. You don't know who you are. Like Nehemiah said, I'm too busy here to give attention to you. Sambala, Tobias, and Geshem, Tobiah. I'm busy. Now God has made room for us. As I close, that's the God, the covenant God we serve. He always makes room. You know how he made room for the 5,000 to be fed? He always makes room. You know how he made room for the man at the pool of Bethesda? He always makes room. Except it's not needed to be done. If it has to be done as your assignment, he will make a way for you. He always makes room. Because he's already made room for you. Come on, Peter. The first encounter, Peter. Toil all night, caught nothing. After sitting in the boat for a while, he said, come on, let's go deep. Launch deeper for a catch. Fishermen are talking. This man is talking. They look at him and said, I toiled all night, got nothing. But at your word. Say, excuse me, who are you? Somebody is about to express that. In the place of hard labor, you have toiled and toiled and toiled and toiled, and it looks like now your covenant aside is about to manifest. In the name of Jesus. And then what he said to him was quite interesting. Sit down as I close. What did he say to him? He said, you know what? Follow me. He will always appropriately locate you for fruitfulness. He says, see, where you've been and you toiled all night, caught nothing, won't you rather want to be where when you throw it to catch? Follow me. Don't run, follow me. And he followed him for 3.5 years. But at the end of the 3.5 years, he came to a point again in his life. Guess what? He said, I'm going fishing. Abi, Yoba, Unfortunately, it's not scriptural. Only we are not of them that turn back to perdition. That's my Bible. So it was like, I've tried. Man, let me go back to what I know, familiar territory. Guys, after he had denied him, after he had escaped, after all the trouble, after he had died and resurrected, guys, I'm going back to familiar territory. As he turned, they said, "We are going with you." And they followed him, John, in the book of John. And they got there. Again, they toiled all night. I'm talking to toilers. Toilers who forget that they are children of God. I'm not talking to lazy people. I'm talking to people who work and who know that they are children of God. And I'm talking to people who work and forget that they are children of God. Don't forget. That's why he was doing and he was hearing. Isaac was doing and hearing what Jesus began to teach and to do. So we hear, we do. Hello? So again, they toiled all night and caught nothing. Shut it up. Then suddenly, he stood there. Still hooted, it was still dark. You have to look properly to know a man was standing on the shore. He said, "Come on, children." They heard his voice. But you know who? He said, "Do you have meat? Do you have some fish?" "No." "So we have nothing." "But I thought you worked hard. I thought you worked the whole night. And the best of fishermen, come on, can you imagine? The best of fishermen, six of them. Or five or six. Can you imagine?" He said, "You know what? Can you throw it on the right side? There's always a location." Ah, Peter said, "I've been here before. He's the master." John said, "It could be the master." Peter, boom. When he got there, Jesus said, and when he got there, he saw Jesus standing. He saw the fire was made. He saw fish roasting. What you toil all night to get was prepared. Tell your neighbor, say, "Now." Remember the man that knew was in covenant, that knew he had the promise that God had spoken to, that was doing everything to do. The man said, "Now." So what about you now? Are you going to be defining the problem or describing the issue and be sitting like the whole world hates you? Or you'll be saying, "Now." What you say is important. Now. Don't give in to distraction. Declare who you are according to what he has done. And so fish was there. He said, can I pick some fish from what you caught?" They went to count 153. And I said, "Do you love me more than these pursuits?" He said, "Feed my sheep." "Do you love me? Tend my lamb." "Do you love me? Feed my lamb." By the time you get to verse 19, he said, "You know what? Follow me." Those of us who are born again, we are followers. That's why you were told that we are branches. That's why we are told to keep on looking unto Jesus. So that means that the rest of my life, now and eternity, is my focus. Because there is the light. All attention will be on him. What if I do that here? Then I'll perpetually be in a state of worship. That's what I started with. Because he inhabits the praises of his people. Can't you see that he has made you? You only need to come to terms with who he is and who he has made. Hello. The same way I know that Christ dwells in my heart by faith is the same way I know that now he has made room for me. I will be fruitful in the land. It's the same way I know that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. That's why you don't look into my eyes when you don't have to. But look when you want blessings. People catch people with eyes. We release the blessings of God with our eyes. Dangerous, isn't it? Because when you look in my eyes, the Holy Ghost inside of me will look at you. That's why they fall. And all he does is impart blessings. But if you don't know that, then you'll be subject to their control. After out of my belly shall flow. How does it flow? My mouth, my eyes, come on, my touch. Whew. He's flowing out. Flowing out to my world. So you see that I'm laying my hands, so I'm speaking. I'm looking. Does this sound like supernatural ability?
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.